Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Red Sox front office report is brought to you by Cumberland Farms, the official coffee of the Red Sox radio network. Happy to talk with Tony La Russa this morning. Tony, it's Dale and Rich. How are you?
Doing great. Got an off day. Can't do anything wrong.
There's nothing wrong with an off day, right? I want to start with Michael Chavis because I'm always curious about, you know, when you decide that a guy's ready or you know, he gets you have to bring him in because of other things happening. Did the Red Sox have an idea that Chavis was going to have this kind of an impact as soon as he got here?
What was clear is that he's got that kind of talent. I mean, you just watch him as he progressed. You know, he went through some health issues, but in spring training this year, whether it was not just the explosiveness of the ball off his bat, but just the way he moved around, the hands, the strength of the arm, and his willingness to work, were all really exciting. And it seemed like he would need, you know, seasoning, you know, more at-bats because he's missed some playing time in the recent past. But as far as the talent, we were very impressed. And then, you know, when the need came up, what he's done for us has just been huge.
What's the experience like after winning a World Series the next season and getting everybody, especially this team where it has so many of the same guys back from last year, so many guys that played deep into October. Now, obviously, everybody around the league is gunning after you. You've experienced this a couple of times. What is that next season like, trying to get everybody motivated and after the same thing once again?
Yeah, it's really the question of the day, because in any of the team sports, I mean, you know, it happens in football. It doesn't happen in football because of Bill and his staff. But yeah. In, you know, the other team sports, it's just human nature. You know, when you do something as fantastic as winning something that's a lifelong dream for everybody, especially historically how the Red Sox did it last year, human nature is that you celebrate, and then when you're trying to put it aside, you go to camp. And you're told every day by all the fans, hey, last year was great, you know, and it's very difficult to just go back to zero, reset it, and not think. Well, I think John Madden one time said it best. He says there's a tendency with players to remember how they finished and forgot that they started at zero the year before. And I think you're seeing that just because it's human nature. But, this team is so talented and they got such great leadership, whether it's the manager, the coaches, and the players themselves, that we're getting it right.
As you watch Alex Cora do what he does as manager of the Red Sox last year, you know, all the way to a World Series championship, what you've seen so far this year, what are the strengths that you think he brings to that position?
Well, I think he does a real good job of on the public side. You know, he is the voice of the Red Sox. And I think he does a terrific job, you know, in interviews, presenting, you know, a realistic explanation of what's going on, but not in a way where he tries to put the players at a disadvantage. And he never makes points for himself. And the coach is like, you know, one of the things you really dislike is they say, hey, we're doing all we can. I don't know what the heck's wrong with these guys. You know, that's a good way to lose them. But on the private side, you know, when they're inside that clubhouse and on the field, he and the staff are very good about honesty. And look, this is where we need to improve, but it's based on a relationship of trust. And to me, I think we probably talked about this last year. You know, how quickly this staff, including Alex, connected with this team was amazing, because it usually takes, you know, months to build that trust and respect.
JD Martinez has been excellent since he's gotten here. Another home run last night. In fact, home runs in three straight games for him. But he can opt out of his contract at the end of the year. Is there any hopes of trying to get something done with him during the season? Or once the year starts, it's kind of wait until the off season?
It really is such a distraction. I mean, there's enough distractions going on. There's enough with every player, including a JD, where they can get off of the point. The point is, you're a player, you're on a team, you're supposed to contribute. That if you start trying to have in-season conversation like that, I don't care who you are, you may be Superman, but the distraction is usually detrimental to yourself, your record, and to your team. So, you know, I think JD, you know, needs to have the year that he can have. I just think he's such a poster boy for people that talk about how the game should be played in turn on the offensive side, because not only does he hit for power and productivity, but he hits for high average. So you see it all the time. You know, his base hit starts a rally. His base hit gets a guy from first to third, or he drives him home. He's a true power hitter who also has a high batting average. And he does it with just a real good idea of what hitting's about, and intense discipline and a very tough-minded approach. So that's really the the example that most guys should should follow. It's not just trying to hit home runs. It's being productive in every way.
How do you explain, if you can, how a pitcher as great as Chris Sale starts the season the way he does and then gets back, obviously, here the last few starts to the Chris Sale we've always known?
Well, it was a concentrated and very well thought of approach that was picked up by Dana and Craig on the pitching side, with Alex signing in. And one of the best explanations I heard, and I was really enthused when I heard this, you know, Pedro, as you know this better than I do, Pedro Martinez is a very smart man in everything, but he's especially smart about pitching. And Pedro was part of the plan, the slow play, the work in spring training, and really think about the length of the season, and then hopefully if you get it in October, where you had enough left in your gas in your arm to where you could pitch and help bring another championship. So I think it's in Chris's case, and actually all the starters, you know, they really slow played it with the idea that they're going for the long haul. And once Chris got, you know, he did have a setback where he missed some days, but you know, once Chris and all these guys, once they get enough innings, they just get sharper and sharper. And what he's done recently is, I think, really exciting for us. And I think the plan is, and it's some really smart people making it, that we're gonna see the benefits of this in the last half of the season and hopefully October.
Tony, how do you balance the pros and cons of a player like Jackie Bradley Jr., who in the field and in an important defensive position in center field is fantastic, but at the plate, you know, of all the regulars in baseball, he's right there at the bottom. He's hitting .153, OPS .444. How do you justify keeping his bat in the lineup every night?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, the obvious is that, you know, the least runs you give up, the less you have to score. And Jackie is a force in center field. And he also, you know, there ain't anybody that runs the ball out harder than he does, no matter how down he is and frustrated. I mean, he gives you that effort every day. But, you know, this isn't offensive and defensive sides of the ball. You know, you can't be an offensive or defensive player. It's the big leagues where you need to contribute on both sides. I think the frustrating thing for Jackie is that he worked so hard, came into spring training, and he had a plan. Early on, the plan was working. And then I just think, I mean, I'll throw this out at you. I really believe it's like the best and worst of time for hitters. The best of times, because if they get it right, you can really, you know, become very, very important to your team, and that's reflected in how long you play and how much you earn. Mm-hmm. Worst of times, because there's so much of an emphasis on launching and getting the ball in the air, and too many hitters, and I think this Jackie is one of these guys that is really, you know, really believes that to be productive, you know, he's got to yank the ball to the pole side, he's got to get in the air, and that it really works against the fundamentals, and that's why I point out guys like, you know, like JD, you know, and when Benny's right, he does it, and obviously Mookie, you know, you've got to play the middle of the field because that keeps your head on the ball. And I just think, and we're optimistic that he started slowly last year, and then he'll just start, you know, just realize that he can go homerless the rest of the year and get a bunch of base hits and be a huge offensive contributor.
Are you still optimistic? Is the organization still optimistic that Dustin Pedroia can return to some semblance of what he has been in the past?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, man, because in my personal opinion, you never underestimate toughness and desire. And this man has gotten so much respect points that he's earned since he showed up as a rookie for toughness and competitiveness. And when you have that in your heart and in head, and the way he's working to get through these miseries with his knee, I would never bet against him. I happen to know because I run into people that know that now in the Red Sox now that, you know, his peers and guys that in the Hall of Fame that asked me to give him messages about, man, you know, fight the good fight. We know you are. So I guess my point is who you are and what you are is what Dustin is. I would never bet against him. But in the end, it's just got to be fair. And, he's got to heal some for himself to feel like he's contributing, and that's sure the factor. But I just admire how tough he is and how hard he's working to get back out there.
Tony, when you were managing Dennis Eckersley, did you ever think he would get into broadcasting and be as good at it as he is?
Well, early on I didn't because I thought he was good. I got a little allergic cough here. But early on, he was so focused on his part of the game. This is when I knew him. The 10 years I knew him was which get 3 outs late in the game or 5 outs, whatever it took. But there, right towards the end of our time together, I realized in conversations and when I heard him talking to his teammates, he really had an appreciation of the whole game. I mean, he obviously knew about pitching. He knew the value of defense, and he had an idea about, because he's been trying to get hitters out, he knew what hitting looked like and how important it was to face a guy that you know, could get a rally started or be an RBI guy. So my answer is that early, no, and later on, I said, man, this guy really knows the game, and he's got this unique personality that is really fun to listen to.
Tony, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck. Enjoy your off day, by the way. Thank you.
I enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Take care. And that is Tony La Russa on the Red Sox front office report. We'll get back to the calls with you coming up next at 617-779-7937. You can text us if you'd prefer at 37937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.